And good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio. And tonight, beginning at 5 p.m., it's Mini Cine, an exhibit of artistry featuring Dennis Gonzalez and Steve Zalafsky. And it'll also feature the music of Twang Darkly. They're going to be recording in a live session new interpretations and new experiments in rural space music. And with me right now is Michael Futrell of Twang Darkly to tell us a little bit about this sort of collaborative exhibit as well as art walk. Michael, thanks for joining me.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me.
So let's get to the gist of this. How did this all come about?
Well, I was lucky enough to receive a grant from Shreveport Regional Arts Council with support of the city of Shreveport to support a project of Envision, which is called New Research in Rural Space Music. And what I've got in mind is a live recording session during which we work on different pieces that I've had sort of on the burners for a while now. So some of it will be overdubs of some existing recordings. Others, things we'll work on will include improvisations and just general new material that I'll work on with my Twang Darkly bandmates, Lane Bayless and Joel Boltinghouse. And we're lucky to be able to do it down at David Nelson's Mini Cine at 846 Texas Avenue during this month's Downtown Art Walk. So as we do our recording, people are free to come in and see what's going on, hear a snippet of music. But even better, there's some really great artwork on the wall. There's an exhibit, which you mentioned, it's Dennis Gonzalez, a selective retrospective of his artwork from 1985 to 2018, and this stuff, it really suits us because it's out of this world. It's just beautiful artwork, and a lot of it is meant to be interpreted as graphical musical scores, but if you see this stuff, it looks like you could open Stargate with it.
Right.
So we're feeling like maybe we're going to be inspired by that, and knowing that was going to be there, I asked my friend, Bossier City mixed media artist Steve Zivlaski, to come over and do some live drawing. He's going to give us some insight into what he calls his caustic bubble, and that's how he refers to his drawing enterprise. And we're going to project that on the wall real big so everybody can see that while we're there.
So he's actually going to be kind of drawing and doing the artistry to your music. It's sort of like a self-feeding kind of thing, almost like feeding off the audience only. In this case, it's feeding off the music.
Exactly. And he's been listening to our music for a while and likes to paint and draw to it at home, he says. So I figured, why not get him out to a show and have him do some live drawing while we're playing. And who knows, his artwork is so evocative of the kind of unusual, otherworldly scenery we like to tap into. He may may send us down some pathway that we hadn't expected.
So give us a background on Dennis Gonzalez. He's a musician. He's a trumpeter, is he not?
That's right. Dennis Gonzalez is a Dallas-based trumpeter and composer, and he's just an amazing artist all around. And he's appeared at Mini Cine on numerous occasions in the past couple of years with his various music projects, which have a lot of interesting titles, such as Dennis Gonzalez Yells at Eels. Another one's called Ataraxia. He was there just this past weekend, actually, with a trio, which originally was envisioned as a septet, but turned out to be a trio at the last minute. But it was an amazing show, and anybody who was there, I'm sure, is going to want to come back out and get another chance to look at his really incredible array of artwork, which includes oil paintings, really large, vibrantly colorful scenes, postcards that he's drawn and sent to himself from all over the world, and these just incredible graphic music scores, which they're hard to describe, except they look like they unlock the keys to the stars or something.
Okay, well, good. Maybe we can find the Stargate and we can all travel a bit. So, and how about Steve? You worked with him before on, I believe, The Court of King Skabal?
That's correct. Steve and I have been collaborating for a while. He's done a lot of the cover art for some of our recent albums, and Steve is just such an imaginative character that he's a joy to work with him when he's doing his visual art or to sort of draw inspiration from it and let him do the same from our music. So we're really excited to have him doing this live projection business while we project our music into the room. We feel it's going to add a whole new dimension.
And outside will be the Art Walk, which is free and open to the public. Is this event also free and open to the public?
That's right. And there's going to be some food in there. Go Greenly is going to be on hand with some great vegan snacks and such. And David Nelson, who host Mini Cine, he's always got some water on hand for folks to drink, and he's fun to talk to. So I encourage people, as they're walking around on their downtown artwork, to step inside and hear some rural space music from Twang Darkly and see the art on the walls.
And who are your sponsors for this? Give them a shout out again.
That's right. We've got a grant from the Shreveport Regional Arts Council with funds from the city of Shreveport, and we're very honored to be able to put on this event with their help.
All right. So any final thoughts you'd like to share with people?
If you've never seen an electric gourd, I encourage you to come down because we're not just going to be playing music. We're going to be playing music on instruments that I build myself, chromatic dulcimers, bamboo flutes, and my favorite, the electric gourd.
There you go. And it fits in because you're in a place where they're serving food and you're playing food. So
that's right.
And you just played the All Y'all storytelling event, didn't you?
That's right. We were at All Y'all this past weekend. We had a lot of fun. And in fact, we were introduced as being a band that played a formerly edible instrument.
There you go. Well, Michael, I want to thank you for joining me today.
I appreciate you having me, Bill, and I hope to see some folks out there Wednesday night at Downtown Art Walk.
All right. That was Michael Futrell of Twang Darkly, and he joined me in our Knoll Foundation studios to discuss Mini Cine, an exhibit of artwork by Dennis Gonzalez and Steve Zalaski, along with a live recording session of new music by Twang Darkly. It's going to take place tonight at 5 p.m. right down there in the Art Walk in downtown Shreveport. And if you'd like more information, you can contact Mini Cine or Twang Darkly online. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.